Hey everybody, welcome in. It's Tuesday. This is Speak Up, and my name is Barbara, and we have a lot on our plate today. First up, Keith Rutledge. He's a trustee with the West Bonner County School District, and he's here to talk about the recall situation, and he's apparently going to ask you to vote no on the recall. And then Mike Rosedale in Bonner County, he's our Bonner County clerk, and Terry Schultz, she's our election manager. They're going to be on the second part of the program, always here with lots of good information to sort out voter registration issues, calendar dates that you need to know about, how to vote and where to vote. And so all that's coming up your way. We're going to take our first break right now. Don't go away.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Eve's Leave says hooray for summer in Sandpoint. Stop and find specially chosen summer collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. And they're open 7 days a week. Sharon's Hallmark is the place to shop with a great selection of jewelry, souvenirs, huckleberry products, and home decor. There's something for every style and budget. Plus, they have complimentary gift wrapping. Visit downtown Sandpoint.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
The Hydra Steakhouse opens 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Come on in for nightly specials, famous prime rib, seafood, chicken, and pasta dinners. Or swing into the lounge with a full bar, try a tasty appetizer, and check out the house-made signature cocktails, beer, and wine.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
What's up, y'all? It's Kanan Smith, and you can catch me July 28th at the Idaho 200 Party in the Pits after the final checkered flag. It's going to be a great time. Get your tickets at raceidaho.com, and I'll see you soon.
Party in the Pits with Kanan Smith after the Idaho 200 racing action at Stateline Speedway, Friday, July 28th. Tickets at raceidaho.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Hey everybody, welcome back, and join me now and say hello to Keith Rutledge. He's with the West Bonner County School District. He's a board member. And Keith, I want to thank you for being on today with us, and I want the audience to understand that I've invited you to speak about the recall election coming up in late August because of the allegations that are going around our community seem to be vastly different from the actual board meeting minutes. They're different from the actual canceled bank checks that you have looked at and others, the actual district invoices, and they're different from the proposed pay increases and how other monies would be used in the budget. So I think it's really important to get at these issues. And so thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Barbara, for having me. When I ran for office, I ran on three principles: commitment to Idaho's Constitution, commitment to our families, commitment to our residents. Since then, nothing has changed as far as my commitment to these three areas of conservative stewardship. With that, we're called for an in-depth audit, and the reason being is the situation that we face ourselves. We have, I'll just give you three examples of where we have problems. As a trustee and as a board chair, we have a fiduciary responsibility to our constituents, to the public. The most recent example is a 2024 proposed budget. That's you can look online and look at the information that was given to us. I've had financial experts look at this, and there is nothing there that we can draw a conclusion from that allows us to do our job. There are serious gaps in financial accounting. They don't use a gap principle. They haven't for years, and that's standard general accounting practices. And those are cause serious questions in our financial stability.
I understand also there are bank cards that are incorrect, that the bank has been using signature cards that are not complete.
Correct. This came to my attention just recently, that my signature as a board chair should be on all the checks that the district writes. One check, our vice chair, Susan Brown, has asked for canceled checks in the past and have been denied access to these. Just recently, we got a check with an invoice that had the wrong signature on it. I was led to believe at that time that that was the only instance that happened. I have since learned that not only did it happen since I was the board chair, which I went into the bank on January after I became board chair, signed the paperwork, and became the signatory on that bank account.
So there are extreme irregularities that are happening, and this is what is interesting to me that I'd like you to comment on. It has been alleged that you and I think Susan are somehow involved in this financial mismanagement, and yet you two are at the forefront of pushing for an in-depth audit. So, you know, if you've been the mismanager of funds, it doesn't seem to me you would be pushing so hard for an in-depth audit, and I just think that speaks on your behalf and on Susan Brown's behalf.
Yes, correct. We've had questions since we've been on the board, and we've looked for answers. This last spring, concerning the levy, both Susan Brown and myself voted against running the levy because we still had these questions. The mantra at the time was, we'll let the people decide. Well, the people have decided, and there are a lot of people, 1,700 of them.
They said no to the levy.
Exactly.
Because they had questions, which the audit hopefully will clear up.
Exactly.
I want to follow up with another area of contention is when the board hired, and you and Susan, big supporters of Brandon Durst for superintendent at West Bonner County School District. What is it about his background and his skill set or his strengths that led you to hire him?
Okay, so when we came on the board last in 2022, our graduation rate that year was 75%. It is 63% this year, so we're in a downward trend. Our enrollment is down. Our test scores are down. We knew when we first came on that one of our first tasks was to elect a new board or a new superintendent. Our first superintendent obviously left left in March under very hostile conditions. We hired Brandon Durst for several reasons. Number one, he has a financial background. He understands school finances very well, being a legislator himself. He understands school, the way a school should be made up that will lend itself to success, and he knows Boise very well as a legislature, as a advocate for education and a lobbyist. He knows Boise very well. So what better choice than to have someone who knows Boise on the ground, boots on the ground in our district, that can be an advocate for our district in Boise. So that's the main reasons why we chose Brandon.
You know, I know that the West Bonner County School District has a group of teachers that you as a board, that you're proud of them and proud of how they serve the district. And given that, it's really positive that it appears that Superintendent Durst is attracting new teachers, new academic people into the district. Is that correct?
Correct. One of the unintended consequences of hiring Brandon is the people he's attracting. The caliber of people that he's attracting who want to be a part of this culture that Brandon brings is astounding. We have no shortage of talent wanting to come to work for this district. They want to change the culture. They want to promote excellence, if you will.
Couple of examples of recent hires.
The recent hires, the front office for one. The front office, contrary to popular belief, was not fired. They quit. Okay, and they quit all at once. Brandon Durst put in place key people at a very short notice and turned that office around. He was able to get payroll run yesterday. We have an athletic director who has applied for the position. Actually, two different athletic directors, both of which are very highly qualified. One is a certified soccer coach, and the other one's a certified football coach.
It'd be great to have both of them. Probably can't do that.
Exactly.
And they're attracted because they want to work with Brandon Durst, and they want to work in this district, and they want to serve the people of West Bonner County. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
All right. And was there another math teacher? It seemed that someone's telling me there was a math teacher.
Yes, there was a math teacher who came from Southern Idaho, or lives in Southern Idaho, and worked for a large district in Southern Idaho, and is certified for dual certification, both college and high school. Okay, that math program, our math program would be stellar with someone like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, they came to us. We didn't go to her. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she has an opportunity to work any school district, but she chose us.
Yeah, and you're accrediting that to that Brandon Durst as the superintendent. They want to work with him.
Absolutely.
And under him and want to work with the other teachers that are on board. You know, talking about the teachers, I think something that concerns all the community, concerns our teachers, is always pay increases. And I think that, you know, there is a pay increase that's possible. You have proposed, is it a 4% pay increase?
3.5%.
3.5%. And even though there's more money available, but you and Susan have a use for that additional money that would be freed up. A 3.5 pay increase for the teachers would allow other money to be used in other areas.
Correct.
Is that correct? So what are the other areas that you have identified that you want to use that money on for the betterment of the kids and the parents and the district?
That's a great question. And what we would want to see is that because the levy failed, that put in jeopardy the sports and co-curricular activities. We want to maintain those. And we want to maintain those at all cost. And the reason is because of what that brings to our community. The only way we can do that with our current budget and our current situation is that we only allow a 3.5% raise for the teachers. The rest of that money goes into co-curriculars. Now, that doesn't fund
and
all
sports.
Of
it. That's included,
yes.
In co-curricular.
Yes.
All right.
That doesn't fund all of it, but it covers a large portion of the gap. Now, the community will have to step up, will have to do fundraising and those kind of things, but it's a smaller gap and it's a doable gap.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're proposing.
All right. So there is a pay increase, 3.5%.
Yes.
Across the board for the teachers.
Correct.
According to the way the state rules run. And then the other money would be used for sports and co-curricular.
Correct.
Activities for the kids that the parents also enjoy, for sure. One of my questions that I wasn't clear on, Keith, is that in addition to the pay increase, were there benefits also increasing or being improved, and that's a separate issue of
yes.
increase for them?
The school district ate the cost of the 9% benefits increase. So that didn't cost the teachers or the rest of the staff anything. That was a 9% increase that the district decided to incur on its own.
All right. So those benefits, I'm assuming, are medical, health, dental benefits?
Correct.
Is that the only area that's that 9%, which is so important on the health benefits for all the teachers
yes.
and staff?
Exactly.
Yeah. So they are getting a 9% benefit increase and a 3.5% payroll increase.
Correct.
And that allows for these other activities to be at least partially funded.
Correct.
All right. Why would the people who are in favor of the recall be against that? I don't understand what's wrong with that proposal, actually.
That I don't know. I know that the teachers' unions were asking for a 17% raise and to be competitive with other school districts in the area. But what really is at hand here is it's not a matter of pay that attracts people to the district. It's a culture. Pay has very little to do with people's satisfaction in the job. Culture has everything to do with it. And what we want to do is change the culture. We want to make it attractive to teachers and people who want to bring their kids to our school.
You know, I know that there are a lot of people out there saying, it's all about the money. And you know what? It really isn't. I agree with you. There have been so many studies. It's about respect, recognition, and effectiveness. When a team feels effective, that goes a long way. And so that's what you're always looking for, is how to get the team, how to get the district more and more effective.
Exactly.
With the grad rate, the test rate, the satisfaction rate.
And these are the skill sets that Superintendent Durst brings to the table. This is the reason, one of the reasons why we hired him.
Yeah. There's another area of contention. It's also financial that I'd like you to explain without getting too far into the weeds. But there was a curriculum that was approved before that I understand was way over budget, and it got returned. And there have been a lot of misinformation about what that cost. And then a new curriculum has been brought on board. Can you explain why the old curriculum was discontinued?
Yes. The old curriculum was adopted because of the curriculum committee at the time.
Did they want CRT or the social?
What they did is they wanted this curriculum. This is the curriculum they chose. So we as a board said, okay, if this is what you want, the curriculum committee met. We were under the understanding that they did their due diligence. We then learned afterwards that it was full of SEL, social emotional learning.
And expensive too, wasn't it? Way over budget or something?
It was $150,000, and we would have to use ESSER funds to fund it. Our understanding at the time was this was a crucial need and that this would fill a void. So we went ahead and adopted it, only to learn later that it was full of SEL. Well, SEL, social-emotional learning, is a product of CASEL. Okay, so if you go on CASEL's website, look at their website, and look what CASEL does with SEL, and it's on their own website, is it's a gateway to CRT.
Yeah.
It is their mission statement. So we rejected it. We came back. We realized what had happened. We rejected it. We rescinded that offer. Now, contrary to what's out on the street is it didn't cost $30,000 or $20,000 to send back. It cost $1,600. We have the invoices for it.
How does something get that misinformed that instead of $30,000, it was $1,600? Of course, there's a cost to return something.
Right.
But $1,600 seems. And then what kind of a curriculum did you go for?
We haven't chosen a curriculum yet, but we did want to look at classical education. Classical education has a proven track record of success. One of the classical educations and the leader in that field is Hillsdale. So we went, and the only way you can look at Hillsdale curriculum is to have the curriculum in hand. Well, the only way to have a curriculum in hand is to go through the application process with Hillsdale, get approved to use the curriculum, which we did. We're the first school in the United States, first public school in the United States to be accepted by Hillsdale for that curriculum.
That's really impressive. The Hillsdale, the university in Michigan?
Yes.
They are just unbelievably outstanding academically.
And now,
so, and now that's a college curriculum, but this is their high school curriculum.
Correct. They have K through 12 curriculum. Mm-hmm. Now, it's important to understand that while we were accepted by Hillsdale, this curriculum has not gone through the curriculum committee process. We have not done that process yet. So it is not in our schools yet, but we are set up to evaluate this program.
And you'll have it available when the fall semester starts, I'm assuming? Is this on a fast track? Is somebody like making this happen?
It hasn't happened yet because of the change in leadership and superintendent. Our new superintendent is looking at putting a position as a curriculum director in to help choose this. This program, there's talk of a pilot program in one of the elementary schools. The nice thing about Hillsdale College or the curriculum is what it cost us. It was zero.
No cost to this curriculum.
No cost.
I would put that on a fast track. Is that just me? I don't know.
Now, there are materials.
I would be hiring my director at the same time I was thinking that this was a very good deal. We all know that Hillsdale is outstanding. I mean, everybody who's even involved in the recall is going to know that. That is, you can put that in the bank. So it's a zero cost for its curriculum.
Correct.
That blows me away, Keith. That just blows me away that anybody would be opposed to that. Sounds good. So renewed emphasis on academic outcome, renewed emphasis on effective curriculum, renewed emphasis on just the teachers to give them that increase, to give them the benefit increase. So you are obviously clearly asking our listeners that are eligible to vote at the West Bonner County School District election to vote against the recall.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, Keith, I thank you very much for being on with us. I appreciate it so much. And I just wish you and all of West Bonner County School District the best, the very best. All right, everybody, stick around. We have another whole segment of our program coming up. Bonner County Clerk Mike Rosedale is here, as well as Election Manager Terry Schultz. They're going to be on board right after this.
Summer is in full swing, and it's time to see what's new at Bloomberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Bloomberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
As a DJ on the hunt for sounds to add to my perfect summer playlist, I can build a track from just about anything. From the birds in the trees to the sizzle of a burger on the grill. To the perfect beat drop. But there's something missing. Nothing says fun quite like the sound of summer scratch tickets from the Idaho Lottery. With prizes up to 200 grand and weekly second chance drawings for a $2,000 Delta gift card, this is a beat you can play to get away. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
Woo! Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And paid for by Linear Marketing Group. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $17,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-278-0630 now. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-278-0630. That's 800-278-0630. Again, 800-278-0630.
Here's something you've never heard before.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Introducing 24/7 lifeguard protection, only from Simply Safe Home Security. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. And we've got it going on here. We are now talking with Mike Rosedale. He is Bonner County Clerk, and he's here with his elections manager, Terry Schultz. And I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
I just appreciate all the information that we get from the clerk's office. I mean that sincerely, because it's not that it's so confusing, but every time an election comes up, there are new dates for absentee ballots and early voting, and it really helps people to get that information. So we were just talking on the air about the West Bonner County School District recall. Let's give our listeners what they need to know about that. When is it, and where do they vote, and who votes?
Sure. So the election is going to be August 29th. It'll be at your usual polling place. And the polling places involved will be Old Town, West Priest River, East Priest River, Edgemere, and Laclede. So if you go there, if those are your home polling places or precincts, you can find out if you should be voting. Go to our website on our elections, and right at the top there's a little thing that says, you know, do I vote in this election? So click there, enter your address, and it'll say yes you do or no you don't.
Give our listeners the Bonner County website again.
It's just, you know, you got me. You stumped me.
Oh.
It's elections@bonnercounty.com. It's,
okay.
Yeah.
Just Google. Go to the
exactly.
Yeah. Google Bonner County, Idaho, and definitely the Bonner County website will pop up.
BonnerCountyID.gov.
BonnerCountyID.gov. .gov. We got it going on. All right, good deal. So, so let's talk about early voting. Or isn't it too late for absentee voting on this? Doesn't there
No.
kind of a cycle? Okay.
In fact, we mail out all the people that have applied for an absentee ballot. Those ballots will be sent out Monday, this coming Monday. So, but you can still request an absentee ballot as late as August 18th. I recommend people not do that. Do it as soon as you know you're going to be gone or you need an absentee. That way you can make sure that we get it in time, we get it to you in time, you get it back to us in time.
There's a turnaround thing. All right, this is a question that I kind of don't understand with regard to this election. If someone is already registered, and so they're registered, so the new July 1st law about registering, you have to have a driver's license or state ID, the changes that were made, that doesn't apply to this. It applies to new registrations.
For new, yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So if somebody is not registered and they want to go on for an absentee ballot, they need to make sure they've got their ducks in order, right?
Yes. You would have to register to get your absentee ballot, and there are additional protocols to do that. If you do it in our office, you have to show an actual valid Idaho driver's license or a valid U.S. passport, tribal card, military card, or concealed carry permit, and along with that, something that proves you live where you live.
So what's new? It took effect, this new law from our legislature, which, by the way, is, I mean, this is my opinion, okay, because Mike and Terry, they don't offer political opinions. I do. And this is an excellent law. It standardizes things around the state. And this new law that went into effect July 1st is for new registrations, new like absentee registration, if you don't have that yet. Tell us what the new law is, Mike.
Well, for registration generally, it's the same for absentee or any person registering. The same rule for registration applies. You can do it online at the Secretary of State's site, and they synchronize with the driver's license, so they get your driver's license information, or you can do it in our office. Basically, you would have had to have lived here 30 days or more before the election, or you would be voting in your prior spot. You need to have a valid driver's license as of now, as of January 1st coming up, which hasn't hit yet. You can't use, that's a totally different issue. You have to use a valid driver's license. If you don't have a driver's license.
With your address on it.
With your address on it. Yeah. Or, yes.
Yeah.
If you've moved, your driver's license is still valid. You just have to prove your new address, and you can bring other things like your utility bill, your phone bill, your bank statements, your tax.
So what's changed? That doesn't sound like anything's changed.
It used to be
how confused I am already.
It used to be when you registered, you could use any valid driver's license from Washington State, from Oregon.
Okay.
Now it has to be an Idaho driver's license.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So Idaho driver's license with your address on it. And if you don't have that address for some reason yet, you bring in something that substantiates you, triangulates you with that.
Exactly. Your name and your face and your address.
All right. Now, a lot of people have complained about this, Mike, saying, this is like onerous, like – I don't know what they're talking about, because you can get a free Idaho identification card. If getting your driver's license lined up is too much for you, you can get a free Idaho ID card, and you can use that to vote, correct?
Yes. If you haven't had a driver's license for the prior 6 months, you can. If you've lost your driver's license because of some, drunk driving or something like that, within 6 months you can't get that. And you can't use that to drive either. It's just to vote. And
just
once you get a driver's license, then that's gone and not needed anymore.
Yeah.
And you do that at the DMV office.
Yes, yes. This is just so good. There's another thing that's going on. There's an injunction that they're trying to get signatures and a judge to do an injunction against this. And it seems to me that the sticking point, which shouldn't be a sticking point, but anyway, is about student ID cards. That previously, it seems, in Idaho, student ID cards could somehow be used to register to vote.
Yeah. So here's the main crux, the pros and cons. The main problem with student IDs is that there's no uniformed logic to them. There are dozens and dozens of different student ID cards. And so you don't know if it's an official one or not official. And there's no way that any of my election people can know. And therefore, the Secretary of State sees that that's a problem. In reality, almost no voters actually even use the student ID. It's
so
such a minuscule.
Do we know that number kind of?
I don't, but it's almost zero. It's very close
it's
to
like
zero.
Under 20 or something in the entire state.
Right. And most people, by the time they're 18, do have a driver's license or an official ID card.
Or a passport.
Or in Idaho, a concealed carry permit.
Yeah, everybody needs to get a passport. I don't know why the whole world doesn't get a passport, because A, travel is good, and B, it's just a great ID for wherever you want to be, whether you end up in Paris or Mexico City or Sandpoint, Idaho.
Right.
It's great to have a passport.
And the weight of elections, the privilege we have and the responsibility to carry is significant. It's weighty. And so trying to, I hate to say crass, but cater to the lowest common denominator on somebody that's not even, you know, inclined to get an ID card. I don't know if we can do that. We do want to make sure you are who you say you are and you're eligible to vote in that spot,
right?
Because they may be voting for your taxes in your particular district.
Exactly.
And we want to make sure they belong there.
That they are eligible to vote, that they are legit. I don't want to cast any aspersions on this group, and I have a feeling they're very young or college students because the name of their group is Babe Vote. So I don't know. I'm just going to leave that right there.
I don't know the group.
I don't either know the group, but the name is strange. Anyway, so there you go. There is a new voter registration law, and if you are not already registered and you intend to be registered, you need to check it out. And where can we get that information?
You can get that on our county website,
and Bonner, we have BonnerCountyID.gov.
You can call our phone 255-3631. And speak with somebody at our office. That's another way you can do it.
So 255-3651 gets you
3631.
3631. Thank you. So yeah, it's really good. You know, the people there, I have to tell you, they are so helpful. And also the process, if you have time for it, the online process for absentee registration is super slick. It's super fast. You just really need your driver's license.
Yes.
That's what they're triangulating with, so get it done.
If you register online, know that when you come to vote, you still will need to bring ID to prove that you live where you say you live and all that.
You are the person voting for that person.
Right. Well, the reason I say that, there's going to be a flag on your registration. You've done it properly, but we have to verify a certain thing. So bring your ID with you, your driver's license with you, so that we can verify that.
Awesome. All right. We're going to take another break. We're going to do that right now. Don't go away.
Coeur d'Alene Casino presents the Coeur Stars Entertainment Series. Join us as we celebrate our 30-year anniversary with an amazing lineup of the hottest entertainment. See comedian Jeff Foxworthy on Thursday, July 27th. Don't miss an evening with Night Ranger on Thursday, August 24th. Plus, join us for King of the Cage on Thursday, September 14th. For tickets, visit the casino box office or cdacasino.com. Coeur d'Alene Casino, welcome home.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
The
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. We have got Bonner County Clerk Mike Rosedale, Bonner County Election Manager Terry Schultz sitting in with us here today, and we have a lot of information that we've been covering for you. I hope that you're enjoying the program at 97.1 FM, 1450 AM, live streaming at NorthIdahoRadio.com, and if because you've been getting in and out of your car or whatever and you want to listen to the whole program, which I definitely advise you to do, such good information, then you can get the recording of this. It usually takes maybe until this afternoon or tomorrow morning. This will be uploaded to our website, also NorthIdahoRadio.com. So you can enjoy this and get this information and share this information if you want. All right, so Mike Rosedale, Bonner County Clerk, budget hearings are ongoing, and these are really important, aren't they?
Yes. If you want to speak up or have a say in the county budget, now is the time to do that. When we have the budget adoption meetings in August 21st at 10 in the morning and 6 p.m., the horse is out of the barn at that point. It's basically just you can ask questions, but as far as working on the budget, that's over. The next budget hearing we have is this Thursday from 9 to 11. So if you're interested in the budgetary process, please come.
So that's for Bonner County, Thursday 9 to 11 at the Bonner County building,
yep.
Division and Highway 2.
Yes, third floor, commissioner's office.
Third floor, 9 to 11. And, you know, you can have input. You can ask questions. You can make recommendations. You can offer your opinion. What about the other budget entities that are on our property tax, like the hospital board and the school district?
So those we have no control over. What we do is when we give you your tax bill or your assessments, actually, those go out and with notices of when their meetings are going to be. But those are mainly budget adoption meetings. Those aren't going to be as they grind through them. So you need to call your taxing entities that are on that and find out when and if they talk about that in their meetings.
It upsets me, again, this is my opinion, okay, not Mike's. It upsets me that the school district does not make this. I mean, I kind of understand, you know, Pondere Hospital and some of those things have, I think, in my opinion, more narrow parameters on what they do and how they can, what they do. But the school district, I think they should be advertising that in the Daily Bee. They should be advertising on the radio saying, we're having our budget hearings and the public is invited and we want to hear from you. They always talk about how friendly they are to the patrons of the district, but it's really hard to find things out. Anyway, that's my opinion. So Thursday 9 to 11 is county budget hearings for the county budget.
Right, our county and
county bridge, road and bridge, and sheriff.
Ambulance, all those things. Yep.
Excellent. Why are you kind of mentioned that they're important, but why really are the budget hearings so important in terms of the taxes we pay?
So the taxes, it's how your tax dollars are spent. The amount you're going to be taxed won't really change. We have very limited resources this year. So they are going to take the 3% for sure. I'm very confident of that. But it's where those dollars go. And if you would, you know, have input as to where you think a priority should be over another priority, that would be the time to say that as opposed to when it's adopted.
You know, with all respect, and I know that you know the nitty-gritty of these budgets, Mike, but it seems to me that our commissioners may not have a lot of wiggle room when it comes to the fuel costs and insurance costs and health and medical. Those seem to be so built in, I'm not sure anybody has anything they can do about them.
That's true. In fact, we just had a meeting this past, just yesterday, and I had to give the very sombering news to the commissioners and everybody that was there. So we really don't. With the health insurance going up and all the different insurance and those fixed costs going up, there's really almost no additional room for anything.
So what was the somber news you delivered?
Just that we can cover those costs and not a whole lot else.
Okay.
And I want to be careful not to really talk about the budget details now because it'll be taken as gospel, and I'm not the one that actually makes the call. It's the commissioners. I present the data. They're the ones that, you know, do the Julius Caesar thing. They get the life and death thumbs up, down.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
That's right.
And that's happening, a portion of, I don't know what parts of the budget are up for this Thursday.
It's open right now as of this Thursday, so it'll be at large. So any questions on any of the budgets are viable targets.
Okay, so this is an important budget hearing coming up this coming Thursday, which is the 27th, 9 to 11 at the Bonner County building.
And likely we'll have more next week as well. I'm sure we will.
Okay, so we just don't
but
know.
Don't
we
know
can't
those
announce
those will yet. Be on the Bonner County website again. On the commissioner's page under special meetings. So you'll have that on their calendar.
Okay. I think we have time for kind of alerting our voters to what's coming up in the November election. We have got a big November election coming up with lots of local different positions. Different people get to vote on different things, right?
We do. We have cemetery districts. We don't have that many of those. We have cities. All the cities are going to be voting for their trustees.
Their city councils.
Their city councils, sorry.
So all. Yep. So open city council, a couple of positions they rotate. Is
exactly.
The mayor on? Are we electing a new mayor?
I don't believe this rotation has a mayor. Okay. We have fire protection districts, and those are going to be the fire. Those running for those have to be from the right zone in their fire district, but everybody in the fire district would vote on those. We don't have the way to identify which district they're in. We don't get that from them.
Okay. What about county commissioners? Are they up?
Not this. No,
this time.
Those are always even years. Those
okay.
are the partisan years
okay.
when you have the Republican, Democrat, Constitutional, Libertarian.
So now we've got water boards and cemetery districts.
And school and districts,
school
right.
District. Oh, the school district.
Yep.
How do we know how many positions are open on the school district board of trustees?
I don't
All
know
right.
that, no.
We can find that out and let people
well,
know.
Well, they'll let us know. They yeah. see what will run their elections for them, but
right.
they tell us who's running, and then we do the, you know, the heavy lifting for the election, but they
okay.
tell us.
All right. Well, we will have you back for that, obviously.
Yes.
There are all of these elections. And, you know, really, some of these smaller boards, people may think they're not important. Oh, they're important because they spend your money. They make decisions that affect you. And even though they're at the, I don't know, the quote-unquote lower level, if you will, or smaller area of responsibility, but they're important, aren't they, Mike?
Everyone is important because everyone has a legal authority over something of yours.
Yes, that's a really good way, whether it's your money or, you know, what you can do or not do or the rules they set, the regulations they change. They have X amount of power over us.
Right.
All right. Well, one more. Let's remind our audience again about that August 29, the West Bonner County.
Yeah. So we do – the election is August 29th, and it's from 8 to 8 at your local polling place. We do have early voting starting on August 14th. That'll run 2 weeks from that Monday through Friday, and then the following Monday through Friday. That ends on August 25th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And where do we go for early voting?
That'll be our administration building at 1500 Highway 2.
Okay, right there at the across from the high school at Division
right. the big
and
county
Highway
building.
2, the big county building, which I every now and then still call the federal building.
Yes, still has the words on there.
I am so old school.
Right.
All right. One other thing I want to ask you to remind our audience, if they're thinking they want to absentee ballot for the West Bonner County School District recall, they need to be taking action right now, right?
They do. They can call our office and we can fax it. They can come in our office, fill it out right away. Just fill it out and leave it there. That would be the fastest. You can do it online. But get it done because, remember, we get that. We then have to process that with the next batch of absentee ballots, and we do it about every other day. Then we mail it. It takes 2 days to get to your house. Then you'll get that. You'll have to open it up, vote it, package it back up, sign
package
everything.
Package it back up correctly.
Correctly, sign the affidavit envelope, then mail it back, and that could take a couple days or more. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so the more time, more lead time you give it, the better chance we have of getting it.
That is outstanding. That's our last word for today. I want to thank Keith Rutledge and Mike Rosedale and Terry Schultz for being with us today. Come on back next week, everybody. I'm pleased to tell you that the CEO of the incredible anti-sex trafficking organization in Spokane, serving the entire Northwest, HRC, the CEO will be here to talk about the dark and demonic trafficking activity and, importantly, how they are bringing light and help and rescue.